So I guess the capsule bio goes something like, you know, I'm an associate director at the Maryland Institute for Technology and the Humanities and an assistant dean of the University of Maryland Libraries with a specific mission for supporting digital humanities research. And so my day-to-day work is a combination of running a very active digital humanities center and also thinking about collaborations between our libraries and that digital humanities center around digital scholarship in the humanities. And, you know, I happen to luck into this great position that is where I'm able to take advantage of both halves of the background that I have, because I'm trained both as a digital humanist and as a librarian. This is a great opportunity to think about how those two pieces of, you know, libraries and digital humanities research go together.
Mm-hmm. Research, great. Katie? Hi, Katie, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Okay, good.
Sorry, I'm Katie Rawson. I am the coordinator for digital research here at the University of Pennsylvania in our libraries, and I started out in a CLEAR postdoc, so my PhD is in American Studies, but I started in digital humanities in libraries about 5 years ago, and my work in some ways looks a little like Trevor's, but is less project-oriented, so I work on building data sets within the library to help our researchers do their work, and then I also do a lot of training and support around teaching people who are interested in doing digital humanities work and other kinds of digital methodologies and need some guidance.
Great. So can we talk a little bit about the What's on the Menu project? And Trevor, would you sort of kick off for us how you got involved in that, how you got interested in it, and then how that project evolved?
Sure. It's a fun story. I think a lot of people in digital humanities and, you know, the digital parts of cultural heritage were certainly aware of the What's on the Menu project. I mean, I think it was one of the first big, you know, cultural heritage crowdsourcing projects that, you know, made a big splash and got people excited and sort of showed the power of these kind of approaches. So I'd always kind of, I'd taken a look at it. I'm sort of intrinsically interested in the materials of the What's on the Menu project. So I was aware of it, and then when I started working on trying to think about how I would share what I know about data curation with other people who are working in digital humanities, it seemed like a natural place to go looking for, you know, sort of sample data that was already sort of available and in the open that we could use. We had a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities for one of their institutes for advanced topics in the digital humanities. Myself and Julia Flanders from Northeastern and Megan Sensini from the University of Illinois, and we were teaching workshops on data curation for digital humanists. And so we seized on the What's on the Menu project's data, which they were sort of openly publishing, as a real great testbed for teaching people some of the hands-on skills of data curation. So from there, at first having approached it as a workshop exercise, you know, I got really interested in it. I sort of loved working with it. And so one of the students from some of those workshops actually came and did an internship at MIT, Lydia Zingitseva, who's now at the University of Toronto Scarborough, and she did kind of the first project with me on this curating menus kind of data, and really kind of helped explore what some of the options were. And then it just so happened that Katie and I were both at a reception for CLEAR, for the Council of Library and Information Resources, and Katie came up and said, you know, I'd read some of your blog posts, and I think it's really exciting, and do you want to work together? And so we did, and maybe I'll let Katie sort of take the story from there.
Yeah, so we began with the idea that, oh, we would actually just like dive into this and think about what was happening during World War I and in the interwar period in this beautiful collection of data, and that we would begin by like being researchers. And we quickly realized that that was actually not fully possible at this point in terms of where the data was. And so we began thinking about what kind of forms we would need to put it into to start answering questions that we wanted to ask, and then thinking about what the other questions in the field would be.